567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. More ammunition in the coronavirus fight.
Here we are, $8.3 billion.
President Trump signing the emergency funding bill to fight the virus, responsible for at least 15 deaths in the country. This before he headed to the Nashville area, where he landed a short while ago for a first-hand look at devastation from Tuesday's tornadoes.
The president will be going to the CDC later on this afternoon after he lifts off from his visit to Tennessee. The president had canceled that part of the trip yesterday because it was thought that someone at the CDC had come down with coronavirus. That person was tested. The testing turned out to be negative, so the president put that part of the trip back on.
Fox's John Roberts. And employers added 273,000 jobs last month as unemployment slid to 3.5%, all the numbers collected before the virus outbreak escalated. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is very good for the next few days, including the entire weekend. For today, look for lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice one. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Boy, we deserve this. Mainly clear tonight. Kind of chilly overnight, low temperature in the mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Monday's high will be in the low 70s. Chance of showers by late Monday. And a better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings back to Governor Ivey. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 9.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Set up, Steve, while I tell this story. I thought Tupper was coming by, but it was more error on our scheduling part, not on the Tupperville campaign or Tommy himself. So don't worry, we'll have him sometime soon. This runoff is coming up soon. But Christy Kane has stayed here in studio, and I want to bring something up before we bring Steve in. You always, you know, you're now friends, I suppose, with Eddie Bader here. But you didn't always like Eddie. And it has something to do with me?
It has a lot to do with you, Joey.
Okay, I believe it, but what's the story here?
It's not that I didn't like him. It's just his advertising that you did for him on the radio was so annoying.
Yeah?
But that's the goal, right?
How was it annoying?
Your voice. It was like, Eddie Bader.
3220660?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, if I hear Eddie's name one more time, I don't know who this Eddie guy is.
Well, did you see what he brought me the other day?
No.
A hoodie with his name on it.
Wait, where's
mine?
He wants
me to be a walking billboard.
Again, that's a radio's fault. You guys came up with that saying, it's better with Bader, so what else was I supposed to do with it but put it on a shirt?
Well, it's one thing to put that on a shirt, but on the back of the shirt, it says your name and your phone number.
I want everybody to know who you're working for.
But, so your advertising, his money was well spent with you.
Yeah,
it
was.
The point.
Until I met Christy and she said, oh, so you're him.
So that's who you are.
Folks, if you want to advertise on News and Views and have my voice.
Have Joey do it for you.
Yes, it's very effective.
Call 244-0961 and ask for the sales office.
It works, y'all.
So, without further ado, sitting across from me now, Steve Flowers. Steve, how are you?
Great. Good to see y'all.
Good to see you. There's something going on with Jack Campbell. Every time you're scheduled to show up, Jack's like, well, I got something to do.
I don't know what it is.
Is there a falling out with y'all or something?
No, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. It'd be nice to have him here while you're here. But we're having a lot of fun today, and now that we're seeing each other on the other side of this primary election, I mean, I want to give you the floor. What's kind of your big story? Who overperformed? Who had this unexpected moment? And who maybe underperformed? What are your big takeaways from Super Tuesday?
Well, when I was with y'all Tuesday morning on Election Day, it was obvious to me, like I was ascertaining throughout the state, the boxes I watch, that the state was overperforming turnout-wise. And that bore to be the case. It was a large turnout, even though there was ominous weather throughout the state. But the turnout was high among both Republican and Democratic voters. There were I did the numbers for my column, which will come out next week, my analysis of the primary, and it was 725,000 Republican voters and 444,000 Democratic voters, which, if you look at it and put the percentages to, is 63-37. That's exactly what Trump won the state by
in
2016. That's exactly what I'm telling you. That's a precursor for what's going to happen in the fall.
Trump is still the driving factor.
Yeah, he drove the turnout among Republican voters. I talked to other people who were on the ballot that day who have high name ID, who won their races convincingly, and I said, you're going to do well today because you have good name identification in statewide races, because, but they're not I hate to bust your bubble, but they're not coming to vote for you. They're coming to vote for Trump, and you just happen to be on the ballot, and you're well known. And they indeed did very well. But they're popping their own right. They wouldn't have gotten the vote. But having said that, what I take away is that Alabamians are thoroughly, thoroughly committed to Donald Trump. And I said this on the air, and I said it prior to the election. My observation of observing Alabama politics for a long time now is that I've never seen anyone as popular among Republican primary voters as Donald Trump. And conversely, I've never seen anybody as unpopular as Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
I have never seen such a contrast and you saw that in the ads. Here in the 2nd District, you saw young Jessica Taylor with that fire blower ad on television.
Oh, that flamethrower, baby.
But blowing Nancy Pelosi away, it propelled her into a almost second place finish. Coleman's pollsters obviously saw the same thing. He had his trucks moving Nancy Pelosi to San Francisco, you know, in his last ad. Right. So they saw the same thing. If you saw his last ad, he had, I have a trucking company, and we're fixed to move her. We're going to move her back to San Francisco.
There you go.
So they were on the right path, and the Senate candidates obviously saw the same thing because their whole campaign was based on who's closest to Trump.
Absolutely.
You know, that was all void of issues. No issues, no discussion. One of them in the race couldn't tell you any issues if you ask him. I mean, he knows how to dry a grammar football play, but a third grader over here at Montgomery County knows more about how to be a U.S. senator. I mean, you know, basically, he's a good guy. But you go out to the Montgomery Academy and pick any fourth grader, and they would know more about Alabama politics and how to be a United States senator.
Have you had a chance to talk to
Tom Revillia? I like him. That's why I like him. He can't help but like him, but he knows nothing about politics. He's not going to be in the debate because it'd be like debating a fourth grader. I mean, you know, but he's probably going to win that race.
Right. Well, it's almost like the mood right now, and we've talked about this before.
He's an outsider.
Exactly.
So he's doing a good job doing that and just not saying anything because he doesn't know anything.
Right.
So it's best that they got him on that path because, you know, just let him say, I'm for Trump.
Were you surprised to see that?
They can ask him about, what do you think about agriculture? I'm for Trump. What do you think about ballistic missiles? I'm for Trump. What do you think about how to read and write? I don't know how to read and write, but I'm for Trump. You know,
were you surprised to see him leading that primary race? Right?
I saw the polling data that showed it was going to be exactly what it was. Hmm. The polling data was unbelievably on cue.
Yeah.
The tracking polls I saw the entire weekend had he in Sessions in a dead heat at 33. And I suspected that that's exactly what it was. He had 33 in Sessions at 32. But the one who overperformed was Bradley Byrne.
Hmm.
The polls had him at 22, and he got 27, which means that's where the race will be won in the runoff, is who gets Byrne's votes. Now, you can't overlook the fact that Roy Moore had got 7, and they had him pegged at 7, and that's exactly what he got.
Right.
He got 7%, but that's nothing to sneeze at. 7% is nothing to sneeze at. Where do his voters go?
Right.
But now, the key to this race is in Mobile.
Because Bradley won Mobile, right?
He won Mobile overwhelmingly. He wore them out in Mobile and Baldwin counties. But on top of that, Joey, that's where the votes are going to be cast in the runoff, is because you've got the congressional race in a dead heat.
Right.
Between Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower down there. This race here is not going to be close.
Right, Jeff Coleman and Barry Moore.
Coleman had 40% and Moore had 20. I mean, this is not a close. And plus, Moore has no money.
Right.
Coleman just going to stroke a check for $500,000 and do the same ads.
So more turnout in Mobile in that area because of the competitive congressional race.
You've got a heck of a race. It's tight. It's a dead heat.
There you go.
So you've got two really good races in the runoff.
Now, what did you think of, and you mentioned it, it's all about who's giving Trump the biggest hug and kiss. What did you think of the president's tweet after?
It's just terrible for Sessions.
Yeah.
Sessions is going to have to take a different course. I think Tubville, the rule of the thought is, and I had dinner last night in Birmingham with a very influential Washington person, you might expect who it might be, and they said that it's going to be hard to raise him money. See, the thought was that if Sessions had led by 8 or 10, that he would have had all the Washington money come off the sidelines.
Sure.
And he would have been able to have a couple $1 million. But Sessions has got $1 million. Tubville never has had much money. And I don't think Tocqueville raises money much either. So I think the Washington money stays on the sideline.
Hmm.
So neither one of them are going to have a lot of money to spend. My advice to the Sessions campaign would be simple. I'd quit trying to kiss up to Trump.
Yeah.
I would take a different approach because he's obviously made it. And he probably Trump's not through tweeting.
Right.
I mean, he ain't through yet. I mean, you can't predict what he's going to do. So he's liable to tweet bad things about Sessions the rest of the 30 days. The same vitriolic stuff he went through for 3 years. And that's the reason that Sessions runs so low is because they...
Yeah, and for me, Steve, with Jeff Sessions, it wasn't so much the actual recusal itself. I'd imagine if I looked at the same department guidelines that was going, he had to recuse himself. It was more he was beat up constantly by the press. The press are essentially calling him a Russian asset for doing his job, meeting with Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just defamed in the press, doesn't really speak out against that very firmly. And then after the fact, the president is dogging him pretty hard. To his credit, he doesn't go out and write a book. It's not like sour grapes you see with the Mooch or Cliff Sims even. Mm-hmm. Like, but at a certain point, you can't just sit there and be a punching bag, right?
You can't be. And obviously, Trump is popular. I've never seen someone be able to transfer their popularity. But there are two things, my observation of Alabama politics over the years. Alabamians have traditionally, I mean, almost universally resented someone endorsing someone else in a race. I watched it going back to George Wallace. George Wallace in his heyday, and then the only person comparable to being as popular as Trump is in the state was George Wallace in the 1960s when he had the race issue. He was an idol.
Right.
And he was a very powerful governor. He knew how to control state government. He was a powerful governor. He was a popular governor. Invariably, it happened 6 straight races I watched. He would endorse someone, even if that person went into the race as a front runner, and they would lose because of Wallace's endorsements.
Mm.
Alabamians have a streak of independence.
Sure.
That they have shown a propensity. Bob Riley did it several times when he was governor. He endorsed, and actually Bradley Byrne ran for the Senate, when Bradley Byrne ran for the state Senate down
right.
there, or some race down there. Well, Bradley Byrne left that seat to be head of the junior college system. Tripp Pittman was the underdog in that race. There was some guy down there, I can't remember his name now, who was overwhelmingly favored, had all the money. Riley endorsed him, and Pittman won that race because Riley endorsed that guy. It's happened repeatedly. And let me go back even further. There's another thing saying, Alabamians, and I hit this hard in my book, Alabamians and Southerners, but Alabamians more than any other Southerners, have a propensity for what I call friends and neighbors politics.
Hmm.
That means that if this pretty lady over here, or let's use men, let's say
like
y'all two,
thing, but okay.
Let's say he's running, he lives in Baldwin County.
Right.
Okay.
And you live in Huntsville.
Okay.
All right. The folks in Baldwin County may know that this guy's the worst drunk, wife beater, sorriest guy that ever lived in Baldwin County.
Ain't right. just Baldwin County.
But they gonna vote for him. He may be a SOB, but by God, he's my SOB. Yeah,
there you go.
And that in Huntsville, I ain't gonna vote for him because he's their SOB.
Right,
they
okay.
vote for the person from their neck of yeah. the woods. And
right.
you can see it repeatedly. And Bradley Byrne got that hometown vote in Mobile. Well, Sessions is from Mobile.
Right.
If I was giving Sessions advice, I'd go down there and I would say, I'm our candidate. We got to have Mobile have this Senate seat. Now, he got to do the same thing in Huntsville because he carried Huntsville.
Sure.
You know, but you can always tell them you're from Huntsville up there. They don't know the difference because all they want to do is look into rocket science anyway.
We're just losing the Huntsville market. Luckily, we're a river region market.
All they want to do is talk about rockets up there. They don't.
Don't tell Dale Jackson.
Whoever's going to do the most for them and get more rockets up there. But anyway, they voted for Sessions because they figured he might do it. Let me take y'all further back in history.
All right.
Somebody who was more popular than George Wallace or Donald Trump way before I was born was a guy named Franklin Delano Roosevelt,
yeah.
only person ever elected 4 times president. He became president in the height of the Depression. He brought the entire country out of the Depression with a New Deal. He was the most popular president in the history of the country. He was beloved in the North, but he also was very beloved throughout the South. He had polio, and he was crippled, and he went to Warm Springs, Georgia to spend most of his time. He had a lot of family money, and they bought a place in Warm Springs, Georgia. You may have seen the little White House over there at Warm Springs, Georgia. But he would go to Georgia, very popular in Georgia. Roosevelt got to thinning his oats, and he had a conservative Supreme Court, and he was a very liberal, progressive man for the New Deal. He came with a court packing plan.
Right.
I mean, that was pretty bold. He was going to change the Supreme Court from 9 members to 15 so he could name 6 new Supreme Court judges. Well, some of the old U.S. senators had been there a long time who were, you know, believe in tradition and not just changing the whole country, were opposed to it. One of them was Senator Walter George from Georgia. Senator George was a very stellar, old-timey, conservative, long-time U.S. senator from Georgia. Roosevelt came to Georgia in the biggest rally the state of Georgia's ever had. Every politician was there, the governor, Walter George on the stage. Walter George running for re-election. Franklin Delano Roosevelt went on the microphone and says, I want y'all to beat that man right there. He's against my court backing plan. I'm endorsing his opponent.
Ooh. Wow. To his face.
To it right there. Sit on the stage. He endorsed his opponent. Said, y'all need to send me a U.S. senator to work with me. He got Walter George's turn to come up. He was very gentleman. He said, Mr. President, we're glad to have you in Georgia, and we thank you for coming, and we love you here. And I've voted with you quite a few times. I've helped you with the New Deal. And I'm going to help you again. But, Mr. President, the people of Georgia are going to elect their United States senator, not you.
Mm. That's the statement. That really, I mean, and that sums it up. Trump was burned. He, what, endorsed Luther Strange?
Twice now, man.
Yeah, and
well,
then,
that's the Alabama history. But, yeah. But Senator George is very dignified. He never came. And Sessions has been dignified. He's taken it.
Right.
But I think I'd take the gloves off and I'd say, Mr. President, I like you. I'm going to vote with you when I get up there. We're both conservative.
Right.
But Alabamans are going to elect their United States senator. You're not going to elect the United States senator.
I think that's sound advice.
By doing Mobile.
Because he's been too much of a Boy Scout.
He has.
For years now.
He has.
He's got to stand up for himself.
He needs to fight back and say, Mr. President, I first person supports you. I'm going to support you when I get back up there. But Alabamians like to elect their United States senator.
Well, folks, we got to hit another break here. More news and views with Steve Flowers. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me, Eddie Bader. Be right back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns.
if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prideful Carpet, inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prideful Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get on the program, 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. It's where I've been going to work out hard, finish off the week this afternoon in a strong way. I'm going to the old Hogan's Gym location. Express Fitness 24-7 bought Hogan's Gym. They've combined gyms, so it's Express Fitness 24-7 at Hogan's Gym. And I'm really loving it. 24-7 access when you become a member. Low sign-up fee, then a month-to-month rate. No long-term contracts. Plenty of equipment, state-of-the-art equipment. Some a little more old-school, but I like it that way, whether from free weights like barbells, dumbbells, to plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, cardio machines, and rooms of cardio machines galore. They have it all at Express Fitness 24-7. Stop by today and check them out. And if you want to find what location works best for you, I'm going again to that Harrison Road location. Go online at expressfitness24.com. And when you do stop by, be sure to tell them Joey from the radio sent you. Now, off air, we were continuing the conversation here with Steve Flowers. And it really is remarkable to see this outsider mood that's going on in the country, especially in Alabama.
That's what Tubby's doing. Tubby is and I shouldn't say he was not. He is a brilliant man. He's a good politician. I think he's taken this like a duck to water, too.
Right.
And he's probably going to win this race. The book on the race was that, and I think he beats Jones. I think either one of them beat Jones. That was my takeaway from the turnout for Trump. That Trump being on top of the ballot, whether it's Tuberville or Sessions, either one of them are going to win the race in the fall. Right. And they're going to have plenty of money. Y'all going to make money. Television stations are going to make money.
It'll be one of the top-profile races for Senate Republicans.
The Republicans cannot afford to let this seat not be in the Republican column.
Because this was only a short period for Jones to be up there. This will be the full six-year term.
Yeah, they are not going to let the California money that Jones is going to get from every left-wing group in the country, which is going to be big, they're not going to let that be outspent.
Right.
And I told Coach Tubville that when he was on my show, my television show. I said, Coach, you know, when you win this primary, if you win this primary on March 31st, you ain't got to worry about raising money.
It'll come.
he didn't know that. I said, you know, and when you go to Washington on April 1st, don't go up there with a briefcase. Go up with a Brinks truck, because they're gonna load you up with money. And the best thing you can do is just go home to Lake Martin and let them take over.
Now, you said he's taken to this Tommy Tuberville as like a duck to water. I have to agree with you completely. You know, I've only been doing the show since September, but I've been hearing talk radio on different shows, seeing candidates come and go, people who are elected come and go for nearly a decade now. And I have to say, Tommy Tuberville is one of the most charismatic people I've ever met.
You can't help but like him.
Exactly.
Right. I've met him several times. He is a likable guy, and everybody, and that's why people vote for people.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is, you don't have to know a lot about government to know how to vote. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter whether it's Sessions or Tuberville. You can send them both up there to Washington. They probably would vote exactly the same.
Right.
They're not going to vote like Doug Jones.
Right.
I mean, you got a contrast. We've got a guy sitting in our Senate seat that has the same voting record that Bernie Sanders does.
Wow.
I'm talking about this guy has got a straight down the line Democratic left-wing California voting record that, let me tell you, you can compare it to Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Chuck Schumer. It is identical. He voted against Kavanaugh. He voted to impeach Trump. He voted for abortion on demand about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy is a yellow dog, liberal, national, Bernie Sanders, socialist Democrat sitting in an Alabama U.S. Senate seat. So Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions, either one, is a better choice than having a California kid sitting in our U.S. Senate seat.
There you go. There you go.
And so either one of them would be the same. So I don't think the state or the Republican Party loses with either Tuberville or Sessions. And I think it's going to be extremely close, because I think that Tuberville has got the momentum and he's got the outsider image. And going back to your original question, the outsider thing was prevalent down the ballot, too.
Right.
Let me tell you something that happened. I'm not sure if you have reported on this. If you look at the results of the Trump delegates.
We talked a little bit about it, but go on.
Every well-known Republican office holder who is extremely popular, like Jabbo Wagner in Birmingham, who is a 40-year veteran, he was running against two unknown people and lost for delegate. Did KIV lose or Ziegler win that race?
I voted for Ziegler.
Okay, what I don't know.
I don't know.
But everybody...
I like the sports coach.
I mean, there were people unknown.
Right.
I mean, everybody who was unknown, they voted against every known person.
Yeah, it's almost like they went in there and went, I know that person. No.
Exactly. I'm going to vote against the one I know. I've heard the name.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's crazy.
So that tells you something about the outsider thing. But Tuberville ran a good campaign, and he's probably going to beat Sessions in the thing. But whichever one wins, I think will beat Jones, because I think he's going to have a person on top of the ticket that's going to get 63% of the vote. And it's going to be hard to overcome that.
Absolutely.
I think 40% is the threshold. Even if Jones has $10 million of left-wing money, which he'll have, you know, man, every left-wing group in it. Well, he had $22 million against Moore, because it was only racing the country.
Well, and as long as there's no weird skeleton in the closet of either Sessions or Tuberville, I think that's the only thing that could bring them down.
And I think that's the only reason that some of the Washington establishment people were going with Sessions over Tuberville is at least they knew he had been vetted.
Right.
You know, if they can't find something in 20 years,
yeah,
you know, they're not going to find something.
They like safe bets.
Uh-huh.
They like their money to actually work. They don't want to waste it.
And so that's the reason they're sitting on the sideline. They're going to sit on the sidelines. But, again, either one of them would do a good job, I think. It would be a better choice. That first district down in Mobile is going to be a good race, though.
Okay, and it's Hightower and
Jerry Carl, the county commissioner. Carl actually led by a little bit. But I want to say this. I was surprised about who was in the runoff with Coleman here in the second.
Barry Moore.
I did not see that coming.
I did not either. I thought Jessica Taylor had it.
I did, too. I saw her coming around the curve, and I saw Troy King was not going to do well. I knew he just didn't have any money. He had some name ID, but he just didn't have any money. Her ads were two of the best. Her bio ad. And I'll contend with this. I know y'all think I look at things too locally, but when I left, it poured on me the entire day, wherever I went, like the rain was falling me. had to drive in it, but I went from here to over to CBS 8 for the noon news with LSSQ, and then I drove to Birmingham to do media in Birmingham for the rest of the day. And when I left the studio over there at CBS 8 and drove out of that parking lot and from Montgomery all the way through Elmore and Tower County, it was the most torrential downpour I've ever seen in my life. I had to pull beside the road.
Right.
I mean, I could hardly drive, which told me at that time, it registered me, this is noontime, and a lot of people, that's the only time they had to go vote.
Right.
So I think the rain in Elmore and Autauga County, although Coleman carried every county but Autauga and Coffee, she carried Autauga, but I think the turnout in Autauga, there was such a thin line between Moore's vote and hers that had it not rained torrentially in Autauga County at noontime, I think she'd have made the runoff.
Well, and I think it's also a testament to what you said earlier, Alabamians with their friends and neighbors.
That's like what it is.
And Barry Moore just has this great, he's a very genuine guy. Yeah. I think he comes across what he says honestly. And I think he just had a good network of folks. Even though he didn't have the money, didn't have the slick ads, I voted for Jessica Taylor because I liked the idea of the conservative squad and that appeal. But I think Barry being the veteran in the race and these sorts of basic appeals, you know Barry Moore, you can trust Barry Moore, and he was with Trump from the beginning, kind of played into it. But I think you're right. That angle you just brought up about the rain, I think you're right about that.
I think she'd have made a runoff.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was only 400 or 500 votes difference. And I think she carried her home county of Autauga. And he carried his home county Coffee. Other than that, Coleman carried 13 out of 15 counties. And carrying Elmore is especially important because if you look at the number of votes in that district, I know your listeners are not, probably sometimes, and Montgomery is unaware of this, but Montgomery County is carved into three congressional districts. Part of it's in Terry Sewell's district.
Right.
Part of it is in Martha Roby's district, but most of the people over in East Montgomery and Pike Road are in the 3rd district.
That's Rogers?
That's Rogers.
Yeah.
So most Montgomeryans have had to have bothered Martha Roby for 10 years about lost Social Security checks that live out there in that east part. Well, that's what Congress people get.
Yeah,
they get constituent requests. And so her people have had to answer all those East Montgomery people's constituent complaints, but the actual votes in that district are number one voting county is Elmore.
There you
Elmore
go.
Elmore has the most votes in that second congressional district. Second is Autauga. Third is Houston. Houston is third, but Montgomery is fourth. But really and truly, Montgomery, Autauga, and Elmore are one county.
So
it's really the river. It's still a river region congressional district.
Yeah, that's how we live
here. But you've got two Wiregrass guys in there. She'd have been a tougher opponent in a runoff for Coleman because she would have had, back to friends and neighbors.
Yes.
She's from Autauga, Elmore County. And there was some resentment, and always will be, for Montgomery and saying, I don't want the Wiregrass having my congressional district. Because Coleman can campaign in Montgomery, but he's really from the Wiregrass.
Right.
He's from Dothan. So Montgomeryans, being one of the largest places in the state, feel like they ought to have a resident congressperson, you know.
There you go.
And so but they ain't going to have.
Well, we got to hit another break here, Steve. 272-9228. Y'all hold your positions on the phones. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Have you ever shot?
Topped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, you might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
We're jumping here real quick. Steve's got to go. Time's flying when you're having fun and getting in, digging into the politics. I appreciate you stopping by, Steve.
Well, I'm glad to see y'all. Maybe Jack will be here next time.
I know.
But I enjoy talking to y'all.
I don't know. Every time you come in here lately,
it's okay. No, we Jack, like to talk about it. Y'all know much about Jack does.
I'll tell him.
Then and then.
See y'all later. See you, Steve. You too. More news and views when we come back.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is very good for the next few days, including the entire weekend. For today, look for lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice one. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Boy, we deserve this. Mainly clear tonight. Kind of chilly overnight low temperature in the mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Monday's high will be in the low 70s. Chance of showers by late Monday and a better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Eddie Bader's still in the house.
Hanging in here.
Chrissy Kane's still here.
Yes, she
still
is.
Here.
And let's go to the phones. Talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
I got a quick I didn't catch it. Did he? What did he say about the runoff for between Coleman and... Barry.
He doesn't think Barry's going to have any money, so it's going to be Coleman's running away.
I'm just hoping the people that didn't vote for him the first time would coalesce around Barry.
It's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
Yeah.
I just don't understand people.
Neither do I. You know, we're a military
state. We got enough crooks up in Washington. Why send another one?
Well, that, and we're a military state, and he's not going to be able to vote on anything military-wise. So that's crazy.
Yeah, I heard somebody say something the other day, and I think that's what it is. He's got aspirations.
Definitely.
To get into politics, and he's just using this. Just disgusting.
Yep.
But I agree with him. I think Tuberville's going to win, and I think it'll be won't be real close because I believe he's going to pick up a lot of those. Votes like for Bradley and stuff. I think they're going to go with Tuberville. Right. I think Sessions is cooked. Trump didn't help him. Trump, he's like a guy that was out there floating in the ocean, and Trump threw him an anchor.
Yeah, he did.
But And people are just turned off like I was the first time he made that ad wearing that MAGA hat. I said, you hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I just thought of. He was a hypocrite for doing that. You know, he bragged about how he stood for Trump and all this stuff. And then he just didn't do anything. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. So that's on the 31st? Is that the vote is?
Yeah, March 31st.
I have to set my clock. So,
yeah. Make sure your dance card isn't full that day.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
You Thank too. You, Jim. Let's go to the phone and talk to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Hi. I was hoping to ask a question, and I have a feeling you've already talked about it, but I missed it if you did. The, I think it was like 3 days before the election, Jeff Sessions had something go up on Facebook about Tommy and how Tommy was blaming Trump for the illegal immigration issue in some way. I don't know if you caught it or not.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. Well,
hold on real quick. Hold on. We just had our air conditioning blow up on us, Debbie. 1 second. Keep talking.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That terrible sound, folks, is, I just turned it off. It's frozen. It's frozen. I just saw ice fall out of it.
Wow.
And
it's not even hot.
Well, at least I didn't jump under the desk. You never know in an emergency. Are you going to be the guy who has a manly scream, or are you just going to go like,
I didn't know if we were taking fire or what was going on.
It sounded like it was shredding something over there.
It was ice. You see a drop out over on the desk. Anyway, sorry, Debbie.
You needed excitement. That's all there is to it. But anyway, what I was going to ask about it, though, it looked heavily chopped, pasted, and put together. And I'm suspicious. Did anybody say that they actually seen him say those in that kind of context, or...
It was a while ago. It was a while ago. I've seen the full tape. I mean, he did say, I'm pissed at Trump for not getting these things done.
Yeah.
And honestly, we addressed that a few months ago, and it's the buck stops with the president. Now, Tommy goes on in that statement saying we need more people up there to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So that's the part that was left out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes me feel better.
He's being a straight shooter, and there's one thing to support the president. It's another thing just being a constant yes man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I like him, and I will definitely vote for him. There's no doubt about it. You know, Sessions, I did like him, and I may still like him in a way, but if he goes back up there, I'm not going to like him at all. And I know I won't, because I didn't appreciate what he did when he left, you know, the Justice Department. So, no, I'm sorry. He's blew it for me, and I won't be able to overlook it.
I appreciate it, Doug. Yep.
Good call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is John. How you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Got a little bit of advice. Used to work with mine. Cut the heat on for about 5 minutes, and then cut your air back on.
I will. Oh, thank you for that, John.
Yeah, but that wasn't why I called. I just, it's what happened. I mean, I don't know if that's what I
used. No, that's about right, because it just froze it over. It'll probably work.
So I wanted to address this that you're talking about, Session. Now, first of all, I'm for Tocqueville and voted for it.
Right.
But I still say that Sessions reacted legally when he recused himself the only way that he could have. If you look at the law, and I did, I don't think he had any other alternative. I mean, I just don't. I guess he had an alternative, but it would have been illegal for him to do that. He should have recused himself. It's just like if I used to teach public speaking, if I were to have myself set up as a judge for one of the kids in my contest, I can't be the judge of my own student, in other words. I would recuse myself from that. That's the analogy that I've always thought of that was parallel to this.
Right. And I've said myself, and I tend to agree with you, I think Sessions did have to recuse himself, but I think there could have been a bit more use of the bully pulpit and of his position.
Maybe so, yeah.
And one problem is when you literally are a Boy Scout, It's very tough if you're a by-the-book, follow-the-rules guy when the rules are being abused and stretched, which is what happened at the beginning of the Trump presidency very clearly. It's very difficult for you to fight against an institution you supposedly trust so much. And they needed somebody who was more of a fighter. Same with Michael Flynn, too. I think Michael Flynn was done completely wrong for all sorts of reasons. I think Jeff Sessions was done wrong. But I lose respect on for being politically savvy when you don't stand up for yourself in what today is a press-driven world. And we'll see where it goes.
I feel like he should have called a press conference and said, I believe this is garbage, that he will be exonerated completely because there's nothing to this.
Yes.
But said, I don't have any other alternative except to recuse myself.
Right, and did recusal actually, you know, make it seem more independent and more on the up and up to those who are attacking the president? No, of course not.
No, had nothing to do with that.
That's the sad fact. It's just if you apologize these days to these folks, they just take it as a sign of weakness.
Yeah, well, with Sessions, I'm not voting for him because I just think he's been in there too long.
We are like minds. How is that we agree so much, John?
I don't know. Not certain.
I'm not sure either.
But maybe great minds think alike. I don't know if that's it.
We'll settle on that. I've got a bunch of other calls here. I appreciate it, John. Thank you. 272-9228. Let's hit this quick break. Last break of the program. This part of the program, they brought you the first hour. They're now bringing you this part of the program as well. Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 40% off as a News and Views listener for the month of March on video transfers to digital format, that's videotapes, not films, for the month of March, you can also get website design done by Dan Black Studios. They can take a bunch of raw video footage or photos, put it together in a nice package presentation, or they can do video production from the ground up, whether you're trying to produce a training video or maybe you're a realtor and you're, you know, trying to show homes and whatnot, and all the listings you have in one grand package, Dan Black Studios can do that for you. Or if you're doing TV commercials, online branding videos, Dan Black Studios is your one-stop shop for all video services, as well as audio services, too. They do it all over at Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. And if you want that 40% off on video transfers to digital format, be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Raleigh Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Raleigh is the professional you want for the job. Raleigh has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Got a lot of calls here, so let's try to get through these quickly. Got that stuck in your head,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Let's go to Ron. Hey, Ron, thank you for being patient.
Ryan, quick question, and I'll hang up after I get through asking. I've had people asking me if you voted on Tuesday, and if you voted in the Democrat line, can you vote in the runoff election for the Republican?
Off the top of my head, I believe the answer is no.
No?
No.
I think you're right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Ron. 272-9228. Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to agree with you and the last caller. I think Jeff Sessions is a stand-up man. I really do think that he did what he thought was best, but it's time for some new blood. He's, and I'm old. He's old. He's had his time. We need some new people. And this has been a great show. Usually I have to leave here around 11 o'clock because I have a class, but I didn't have to go today. So it has been a great show. Thank you guys so much. I learned so much. I do not listen to news. I listen to this news radio station.
Yes,
have
ma'am.
A great weekend.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Let's go to the phones and very quickly talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon? Or, yeah, almost afternoon.
Afternoon.
3 minutes.
Close. Yeah, almost afternoon. All right, we'll call it morning. comments on Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
When Admiral Rogers, Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself because Jeff Sessions himself was under investigation. So you can't run, you can't proceed over an investigation when you're one of the people being investigated.
Right.
I'm sure when Admiral Rogers went in and told Trump that Trump Tower was bugged, that at the same time he let Jeff Sessions know that he was under investigation by Mueller.
Right.
So, you know, and when that he recused himself, that allowed him to go on and open up further investigations into the Clinton Foundation. And point, I believe it was Hoover.
Yes.
Or not Durham. Yeah, it was Hoover.
And then Durham was called up to look into leaks. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's just my two cents. I like Jeff Sessions. I voted for Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
But, you know, if he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We'll deal with what we got.
There you go.
I hear you. I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you, bud.
Let's very quickly talk to Papa B. Papa B, we don't have much time here.
I know, and I'm going to get it out real quickly here. You know, I just like the rest of your callers, I really like Jeff Sessions. I voted for him every time he ran for anything. But when he handled, the way he handled this whole DOJ, he exhibited a level of naivete.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my real problem with him. You know, it was not that he recused himself. It was that he wouldn't step back in when it was clear that it was like Trump says, a witch hunt, and something predisposed to find something that wasn't there.
Well, and so, I think